The unusually warm winter, combined with an El Niño climate phase of cloudy and cool conditions in early spring, resulted in harvest of the 2016 Florida blueberry crop hitting its peak approximately 3 weeks later than normal. Gary England, a multi-county extension agent, explains how the weather conditions resulted in very low winter chill accumulation that affected bloom and fruit set.
A lot of times during El Niño, don't necessarily have freezes, which this year was all the citrus growers around here saying, we didn't have to freeze protect at all this year. So we were saying it was colder, but the overall temperatures are colder. Not necessarily we have freezes during an El Niño, but El Niño with those systems moving zonally across the southern part of the United States, whether or not you have rainfall associated with it, the overcast tends to keep temperatures down. So our overall temperatures, just from lack of solar radiation, stay lower. When you have that case, once you've set fruit on your blueberry plant, then it's your nighttime and daytime temperatures that kind of drive the development. And if those temperatures stay low, say you continually have lows in the 40s and below, that'll kind of slow down the development of blueberries. It's not due to freeze, it's just development and growth of the plant is just slowed down. So that's what we ran into during the periods of February and March, a little bit on the end of January. So it kind of stretched the fruit development period out and pushed our harvest time by roughly about 3 weeks.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Kelsey Fry.